Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
As Van Halen brings back us their outstanding classic legendary song, Jump. Welcome back, 12 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I guess you figured that out by now, right? So it's just you and me. This is one of those segments that I spend, I take every week, a segment or two to talk about things that are on my mind. Just the two of us, just to share some thoughts between the two of us. And this segment, I want to talk about something that's missing from cloud computing. As awesome as it may be, there's something missing. You know, in aviation, being in the clouds is a universal flight condition reference to a pilot's inability to see the ground. If they can't see the ground, then that's because they're in the clouds, and they say that. It's also a common lament of parents about the troubling coordinates of a teenager's head, which seems to them to be in the clouds. In the 21st century, in the cloud is a reference that has established itself in the marketplace vernacular as the interaction and delivery point between providers of cloud-based digital applications and customers. It's where you meet up with this processing power in the cloud. Cloud computing is the availability of incremental processing power that resides on an application provider's servers, not yours, instead of, for example, on your hard drive. It's the power, the processing power, isn't on your computer. It's somewhere else, and you meet up in the cloud. For example, community building technology, like social media platforms, that's all cloud computing. When you go on Facebook, you're in the clouds. You conduct online banking. When you sell a stock or hail an Uber from your smartphone, you're doing that in the cloud. If you use Google's G Suite of Office products, their equivalent of Word and all that, that's in the cloud. Microsoft 365, that's their cloud version of Office. No question, cloud computing is another example of technology increasing business efficiencies and leverage. And for small businesses, it's been a godsend because it not only gives us access to big business-like leverage, but also offers an incremental price that fits our diminutive budgets, right? We like the fact that all this power that, you know, 20, 50 years ago, Ford or GM or any of those guys would have paid $50 million for a fraction of the power you and I get all this leverage, digital leverage, for pennies a day, right? But like all high-tech tools, there's an associated balance sheet where lives the good and the not so much of any kind of leverage. And on the liability side of the ledger, cloud computing, which helps us reach more customers more efficiently and more elegantly, cloud computing still has not replicated one of the most elemental components of humanity, the handshake. By definition, there is no handshake in the cloud. Successful businesses have profited mightily from the speed and efficiencies of e-tools, including cloud computing, and those who initially discounted the notion of successful virtual relationships over the internet have largely been proven wrong. I have many wonderful relationships that I've developed over the internet. But now most of us have met a prospect, delivered a proposal, closed a deal, we've delivered as promised, and we've maintained that relationship perhaps for years using nothing more than the virtual connections of resources that are at our fingertips. But sometimes there's no substitute for face-to-face. Let me tell you a story. After a successful multi-year relationship with a small business and a Fortune company where all contact had been conducted virtually, the small business owner wanted to deliver a proposal with a new idea for a relationship. And the customer said, sure, I'll take a look. Let's hook up in the clouds like we did last time. Send me an email about it. But having never met the customer in person, plus knowing the importance of this proposal to his business, this entrepreneur asked for a face-to-face meeting. Do you think it's worth your time and expense? Sure, the customer agreed. Well, the meeting was set, conducted, and the sale was made, after which the customer said, I'm glad you came to see me. I probably wouldn't have made this commitment without your in-person presentation delivery. My friends, this is a true story. That was my customer, and it was one of the original high-tech companies. That was my customer, and that was my sale. As you leverage and profit from all the efficient, high-tech, speed-of-light customer connection tools, don't forget that the best option might not always be in the cloud. Decision-making factors in choosing a virtual or handshake range interaction includes, for example, time. Do I have time to go there, to meet them, to travel there, or not? And scheduling, will the customer schedule work it out? Will my schedule work it out? These are ways that you make a decision to do it, whether it's face-to-face or in the cloud. Geography, if they're in China and you're in the United States, well, that's a lot of geography between you and them, right? So maybe that's a hindrance. The humanity factor of face-to-face is another one. As in the case of the story I told you, I felt that the humanity factor of face-to-face was critical. It overcame the expense for me. And the import of the proposal, that was another thing for me. That proposal was critical to my success of my company. I didn't want it to be left to chance in a virtual world. So I did it. I did it face-to-face. And don't forget to consider the experience and expectations of the demographic of your customers. Millennial, remember that even baby boomer customers you know are high adopters of technology. They still have a generational attraction to voice, face-to-face, and, of course, the handshake. In the age of the customer, it's still a best practice to invest the time and resources to meet customers face-to-face. Look them in the eye, ask them for their business, thank them, and shake their hand. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for listening. I'll be back after these messages. It's 20 after the hour. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.